It's interesting to get an answer to a question that I've asked many times and never actually had an answer to today.
Does the Pope crap in the woods?
No, that was not.
No, that wasn't.
That wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. It was about school choice and why, I don't know, Arizona gets school choice, yet bright red states that could easily pass it and is incredibly popular among its voters, why don't they get school choice?
Yeah, we learned that lesson today. We had the state Freedom Caucus chairman trying to get all of the states involved. And what's terrifying is he's going to conservative states. The story he told about Alabama is just amazing.
Bizarre.
He's gone to several states and meets with the most conservative and realizes they're not conservative at all. And we can't open a Freedom Caucus here. So far, there are 10 states. But it's really important to get involved with that. We'll tell you all about that. Also, Justin Haskins, the co-author of my book, The Great Reset, is here to tell us about something that every person needs to. It is probably the most important story in the world today because it will completely change everything and we're on the precipice of it happening. That story. Plus, economic collapse. Just for, you know, giggles. All on today's podcast. Here it is.
Don't forget to subscribe. BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Promo code is off the record today if you want to check out what you're doing. I'm doing a live Q&A. Any question you want, any personal detail you want about Glenn's life.
So what
you
is
want
it?
His passcodes, if you want his social security number, whatever right. You want, part of the Q&A today.
Right. What is the money saving promo code?
Off the record.
I know that. I won't share it with anybody, but what is it?
Off the record.
Oh, that was funny in 1923. Still funny today.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
All righty. Well, let me give you a couple of things here that I think you really need to know and understand. Because 2023 is going to be a pivotal year. I have talked to people that I trust in Washington, and that's about four people, and they are very concerned that the U.S. dollar is going to have some problems this year, which might lead to the central bank digital currency. The Federal Reserve is doing everything they can to make sure that everything is safe. You know, after the big banking crash, they had, you know, one of these stress tests. And they're like, we're going to do a stress test because we got to make sure that everybody, you know, you got all those loans and you can cover anything that's risky. So we want to find out what's risky. Okay, sounds good so far, right? It's good to know. Can the bank survive a downturn? How risky are their investments? And so they were doing that, and it was great, wonderful. Then there was this added little benefit that the Fed is doing now. They've decided that if you are a bank and you have, let's say, green energy, like solar panel companies, you not only are more stable as a bank, you can use that investment in solar panel companies to actually use it as an asset, a very stable asset, to be able to loan more money out to somebody else. So the more green energy things you have, which we have seen, oh my gosh, how many solar panel companies did you invest in America that has just turned into a gold mine? It is now weakening the stress test. It is doing the exact opposite problem. It's insanity. It's like, you know what? You're safe to drive down the freeway without your seatbelt, you know, as long as you're texting at the same time. Then it'll be totally safe. That's what the Fed is doing. Meanwhile, Our prices of everything still are skyrocketing. Energy is down, which the Fed is going, that's great. See, that's going to reduce everything. Meanwhile, if you are trying to buy eggs in California, this is going to blow your mind. California, a dozen eggs is now $7.37 compared to $2.35 a year ago. The problem is people are switching to eggs because they're cheaper than meat, which, by the way, we're trying to get rid of the meat. I mean, you know that, right? We are sitting here with bugs now being discussed. I got a great story on that in the show prep today. You want to sign up for it at glenbeck.com. It's free. You get all of the stories that I see every morning, and you can read them all. These are the stories that I have selected. I said, this is important. Not all of them make it on the show. But one of them, another one, is about bugs. This restaurant in New York that is like, we have Ethiopian ants in our creme fraiche, huh? And it adds a certain je ne sais quoi. By the way, those ants are alive while they put them on your whatever. No, thank you. And in this particular article from New York, it actually states we're doing it because of the carbon expense of traditional food. So we're now looking to eat bugs. Yesterday, I also told you that the Richard Trumka from the Consumer Protection Agency has declared, because he got a study from a global